Okay, good. Shalom of Yonatan. Just to catch you up, we started Perek Zayin last week. The first six prokim in Shara Betochen dealt with the nature of Betochen, what is Betochen, how a person acquires Betochen. In Shara Zayin, he's going to explain the things that can cause a person to lose Betochen. In other words, things that get in the way of having a Betochen, things that detract from Betochen, things that prevent us from being a Baal Betochen. So we mentioned three factors, which he mentioned, he said earlier, which prevent a person from having a proper Bechina. He mentioned that in Shara Yichud and Shara Bechin and Shara Voyle Selokim. Just one second. Oh, so there he said that there were four main obstacles that he brought down already. And in addition to those, he's going to deal with ones that are specific to Betochen. Let's just summarize. The first one was a lack of proper emunah in Hashem. The second one is a lack of appreciation for all that one has received from Hashem, a lack of a koras hatoyv, lack of recognizing all that he's done for us. The third one was a lack of dedication to serving Hashem. And the fourth one was gaiva, which you'll see they're all interconnected. There's a whole discussion on its own. So each one of these, just as they interfere with understanding the Yichud Hashem and understanding Avodas Elokim and Shara Bechina, they also are going to interfere with one's betochen. It explains like this. If one doesn't have proper emunah, so then obviously he's going to have a hard time having betochen. You can't have betochen if you don't have emunah. You have to be betach in something. The emunah is the recognition and acknowledgement that there's a borei olam and who he is, and that's why you betach in him. If you don't have emunah, betochen can't start. The person can have emunah without betochen, but you can't have betochen without emunah. So that's obviously number one. Number two, if he doesn't have appreciation for all the chesed, all the gifts that Hashem's done for him and given him, so then he doesn't have a strong basis for expecting more in the future. If he doesn't recognize that everything he's got is coming from Hashem and he's internalized the Koras HaTov and he recognizes where it's coming from, so why would he expect more? He just thinks it's happenstance. He doesn't recognize that there's a chesed abayda that's giving him everything that he's got. Besides other problems of not having a koras hatoyv, but one of them is that he won't have proper betochen. He won't feel secure in what he's getting from Hashem in the future because he doesn't even secure what he's getting now. If he's not dedicated to serving Hashem, then his betochen's not justified. In other words, his betochen's not real betochen. This is a big discussion, by the way. Major, major discussion. The Goyin Tzcholek on this. Big discussion about whether somebody who's a Rosha can have betochen. We're going to it now. We discussed it earlier. It's not really our subject, but the Chovos Levavos, the Shita is the Chovos Levavos, is clear that a person can't tell me that he has betochen when he's not doing the mitzvahs properly. Because if you're so betach in Hashem that he's there and he's taking care of you, he loves you, and he's doing all that's good for you, so then why aren't you listening to him? So it's a stira minei obey. The Goyin says it's not, but that's the Shita is the Chovos Levavos. I'll just let you know that we don't paskin like this according to the Chovos Levavos, the Chofetz Chaim. I think it's in Chaim Sadas or Nidchi Israel, I can't remember. Paskin's like the Goyin. Paskin's like the Goyin. And the Chofetz Chaim is the Poisek Achron. So that's however you understand the Machloikas, the Goyin and the Chaim Savovas, the ones in Rishon, the ones in Achron, how you understand we Paskin like the Goyin and not the Chaim Savovas, I can't go into that. And that's not the subject, but Kach Kibalti Megidoyli Israel, that we follow the Chofetz Chaim on this and we paskin. That means chesed, rabotech b'ashem, chesed yesov avenu, applies even to a Rosh HaGomo. As a Rosh HaGomo can have betochen, and the source of the betochen, he'll get whatever comes from having betochen, okay? How does that apply to us, just while we are? Because a lot of people get caught up and confused in this. I've had conversations with people where they get very confused about this, is they don't have betochen and they're not soymech on a Kodesh Baruch Hu because they feel that they're not worthy. And to a large extent, it was the Chet HaMaraglim, however much we don't understand the Chet HaMaraglim, but that was part of the Chet HaMaraglim. They didn't feel that they were worthy for the Ashgacha of going into Eretz Yisrael. So that the Chofetz Chaim comes to take care of. It doesn't matter how worthy you are, not worthy you are, but Tochen in and of itself creates a schus, which enables a person to get the Ashgocha and the chesed that he needs from Hashem. That's a whole discussion on its own about Zeraka Rosh HaProkim. And the fourth one, that if a person's arrogant, is a Balgaiva, then it's going to be hard for him to be submissive, to give over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to put his trust and his control in somebody else's hands. Somebody who thinks that he's in charge of the world and he's running the world, he has a hard time handing over the world to Hashem. I think I mentioned it before, I've certainly mentioned it before, I don't know, Yair or somewhere else, but just a personal anecdote that describes us so beautifully, because that's how we have to do these. All these things have to be made personal. So I was complaining to a friend of mine about a toothache. I had a terrible toothache. So he said to me, why don't you go to the dentist? So I said to him, I just don't have time. And he's man. So he said to me, not be curious. So I said, I understand I'm lazy. I understand that I'm like, you know, I'm a bit of a balaganisti or whatever, but who becomes an apicurious because you don't go to the dentist? He said, no, not because you don't go to the dentist. You told me you don't have time to go to the dentist. So you think while you're in the dentist's chair, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't run the world. You have to go to the dentist. That's why you have toothache. Why do you have toothache? Because Hashem wants you to go to the dentist. You told me I haven't got time. That's poshut. That's clear. That's a denial that Hashem's running the world. So that's this fourth one. There's a certain gaiva that I have to take care of things. If I'm not taking care of things, they're not just going to get taken care of. Rebecca always speaks about the one of the things that betochen gives us is availability. A person is about betochen, a certain level of betochen. He's available to help people. You might be on your way thinking you're going somewhere, and then somebody needs directions or someone needs help. You tell them, no, I can't help you now because I'm in a hurry to go somewhere. Baba Tochen says, if this is what's landed on my table, this is what I deal with. When I'm finished with this, I'll carry on doing what I was doing. If you can't, okay, the person's got an urgent meeting, you've got a doctor's appointment. I don't know, you have to use your cheshbon, but 9 times out of 10, you can stop and help the guy. You know, you're not so busy. And who says that you're supposed to get your meeting? Maybe it's just a test. There's all things that come into this Gaiva story. Anyway, that was the Agdoma to the Sugya. And now he's going to give us 3 additional obstacles that are unique to Betochen. These 4 things that we mentioned now, the Chovetz HaLevav said, we saw last week, that applies to many areas of attaining Chovetz HaLevav, the recognizing the oneness of Hashem, being Boichen in Hashem, and also Avodas Elokim, which comes before Betochen. So these things that we're going to learn now were specific, particular to Betochen, and I'm going to go through them again because we only did the first one, maybe the second one, but anyway, it's good to do Chazorah because I don't remember what they are anyway. So we kind of rushed into them last week. The first one is like this. He says like this: Umapsidov Oid. Another thing, besides the ones we've mentioned, that will detract from a person's ability to acquire and maintain betochen. A person has to acquire betochen. When you've acquired it, you have to find a way to maintain it because it doesn't stick around if you don't work at keeping it. Being ignorant, that means not taking time out to learn about the midas and the midas toivos, meaning the abilities of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the power that he has and the midas he has, how he runs the world, which is kulu kulu chesed. You can't have a tochen if you're not aware of these things, because what are you having a tochen in? You have to pay attention to these things. How can you have a tochen in something that you don't understand? Someone who doesn't appreciate the extent of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's compassion for his creations, and the way he conducts them and he administers them, the way he supervises, hashgacha, his supervision, umoshla behem, how he rules over them, ushem kshurim beisuro, that they're mamash bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're tied, they're onus. Lo yonuach liboy velo yismach alav. So he can't rest from his worries and he can't rely on Hashem because he hasn't internalized the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite goodness and oneness. So how are you gonna rely on somebody who you haven't internalized that this guy's trustworthy? You don't have a track record with him. So that's the first problem in Betochen, is being ignorant. That means not learning, not taking time out to learn about who HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is. That hopefully gets taken care of in Shara Bechina. Shara Bechina, a person should have already started. That's why it's the first step after Shara Yichud. Shara Bechina is the first step in starting to take a step towards some kind of betochen and avoider, because you have to be boinen in the Bria. You have to look and see the chokhma, the beauty, the chesed of the Bira Olam. That's not so important. Without that, nothing really starts. So that's the first obstacle to having betochen, getting betochen and maintaining it, is we don't really know who we're dealing with. Person has to take time out and learn about who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Listen to Rav Avigdor Miller share him. You have to learn Rav Pinkus a little bit. Go through the people that talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we can internalize more and more and understand the chesed and the beauty and the chokhmah of the Baira. Umihem, another problem that's going to prevent you. Sichlusoi b'mitzvah saboyis baruch. A person's ignorant about the commands, about the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah commands a person to have betochen on Hashem. The Torah tells you have to rely on Hashem. It also tells you that if you're not relying on Hashem, you're relying on something else, like we saw right in the beginning of the Chovas Lavavos, and the Torah says, Oru Agevish Yiftoch Bado. Curse it. It's not just you have a mitzvah to have betochen. If you don't, you don't have betochen. You can't not have betochen. You have to have betochen in something. So a person has a betochen in anything else other than the Bara Olam, is Oru Hageve, cursed are you, if you put your trust in a man. So that's the second obstacle. A person doesn't know what the Torah is telling him. A person would learn Torah and understand what the Torah is telling him. It would be much easier for him to have betochen, for us to have betochen. The Torah tells us in many places to have betochen in Hashem. There's the famous list of the Maharal, that in many of the betochen svarim, of all the psukim relating to betochen. Tens and tens of psukim there that the Maharal put together in a certain order that you should say, the segula for having betochen. It's brought down there. And all the svarim where they bring this down. You know what I'm talking about. They brought the Beis Halevi Sefer and betochen recently. They printed in the back. A lot of the betochen svarim, a lot of places, some of them printed separately. There's his list and there's another list as well. I think. Of just psukim, but the bottom line is that's not a subject. The bottom line is you just see there's psukim, admonishing a person to have betochen from all over Tanakh. He brings a few, yeah. He gives, for example, Kamo Shama b'malachi, ubechunani no b'zois. Hashem says, this is a Moedika one. Hashem says, bring all your trumas and maises, your tithes. To the Beis HaMikdash, ve'ubachoni nozois, test me, please, test me now. I want you to give me the tithe. I want you to take from your profits. You made a lot. You made some money. You worked very hard. I want you to take 10% or 20% or whatever. I want you to give it away. That's not so easy to do. Hashem says, but test me. I want you to test me. Come to me and say, listen, I'm giving away my master money now, whatever. I'm testing you. I want to see you get it back. It's the only place in the Torah where you're allowed to do that. But that's an act of betochen. You give your tithes, whatever, and you test Hashem. You'll see that Hashem will give it back to you. V'omer bitchu b'Hashem adei ad. Bitchu b'Hashem adei ad. The pasuk in Yeshaya. But you have to betochen in Hashem for always. If you want to acquire betochen, you have to take to heart that Hashem commands us to have betochen. This, the Chovos HaVavos is interesting. He brings down here that the Chovos HaVavos brings from Tanakh. He brings from Malachi, from Yeshaya. There's plenty of psukim. The Ramban, for example, brings from Dvarim. Rabbeinu Yoina brings from Chuvas HaRashbo. They bring from psukim mamish in Chumash. Interesting that the Chovos HaVavos. The Chovos HaLevavos doesn't quote those, he quotes Tanakh. But as we said right in the beginning of the Sefer, we're not getting involved in the Psukim. The Psukim in the Chovos HaLevavos, so I don't know what to do with those. I've heard from big people, they don't know what to do. So I don't have a Masorah. My Rebbeim never used the Psukim. It's very hard to know what he's talking about. So let's see, yeah, it brings down, yeah. Just once, Okay, it's a Ramban from Dvarim. Okay, we'll look at it when we get there. It's coming up still. Whether Ramban gets this chiyuv of betochen from. But be that as it may, if you oru, if you don't have betochen, or you have betochen in an Adam and you don't have betochen in Hashem, as a, you know, then you're in trouble. Baruch HaGevi Shiftoch Bashem V'Hoy Hashem Yiftochoy Ashrei Ish. Where does it go? Hashem Tzavkos Ashrei Adam Boteach Boch. Many places. As I said, there's the Maharal has a whole list of mamash, tens and tens of psukim dealing with betochen. So that's the second problem. Detraction from betochen is a person doesn't realize that this is a chiyuv. This is not just something that's you have some financial problems, so you know you have a bit of betochen and it'll get you through. No, a person has a chiyuv to have betochen even when things are going well. And the third one, he says, umehem, another obstacle. This, I don't think we saw this. Nitoise ala siboys hakrove sashehu rei oisom. Okay, this is a complicated story. It's a very human ailment that we have, a psychological issue that we have. People tend to focus on the most direct cause of the thing that benefited them or harmed them. What he sees, the most benefit. Where does the milk come from? Ask a child, where does the milk come from? From the makolet. The milk comes from the makolet, and he's right. There's a law sheker. There's a melchus tzodek. The milk comes from the makolet. Yeah, but the milk comes from the dairy. Yeah, but the milk comes from the cow. Oh, so now you're getting, but a person tends to attribute the closest thing, the most direct cause. That's what he attributes it to. And he forgets to go to the true cause. For example, a person has a very good profit in his business this year. So then he starts to think that this particular business, or the way that he's very skilled, he's a very clever businessman, understands the secrets of business. That's what brought about the gain, because that's the most direct cause. He went to work, he worked hard, he planned, he plotted, and he made bucks. So that's the most direct cause. If a person, okay, that's a poshut one, we all understand that. A little bit more, not so poshut, but more sophisticated. You get a gift from somebody. Someone gives you a gift. So he feels the person's chesed and goodwill. That's what brought him the benefit. This guy likes me, he cares about me, so he gave me a gift. If he has a loss on the other hand, so he blames his business model. He didn't even advertise enough. He didn't whatever. The salesmen weren't working hard enough. He attributes it to the, if he gets injured, he blames the negligent one who caused it. Person has an accident, God forbid. So I wasn't watching where I was going, or this guy wasn't watching where he was going. We always tend to go for the most direct cause. And that's a big problem. That's where Avodah Zarah starts. In each case, he looks at the immediate cause, and the result is from that cause, because that's what he sees in front of him. Move on. Ve'lo yede ki ha'ilus kol ashe tikravna mihamu'oilol. He doesn't recognize that all the causes are just chains. It's a long, long chain with links. Timat yecholtem lo'ilim o'ilim zakom. The less power they have, the less harm they can cause to him. Is the closer they get to. The real cause is far, far away from him. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The closer the cause is, that's the least of the problems. That's the least of the causes. You have to go further and further away to see the real cause. Of course, his business, or the person who gave him the gift, or the negligent person, that's a tool of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not the hammer that's knocking the nail into the wall. The hammer is just a tool. If the tool wasn't there, then Hashem would have done something else. If Hashem doesn't have a hammer, he can still knock a nail into the wall. We blame the hammer for knocking nails into the walls. The hammer doesn't knock a nail into the wall. There's somebody holding the hammer. Nachon, that's the same thing. That's about the closest moshul you'll get. On the other hand, the further the thing is in the chains of cause and effect, the more capable they are of benefiting or harming him. That's the thing that's hard to switch. The closer the thing is to you, the less impact it has, the further away it is. That's the true cause. Of course, you have to appreciate somebody gave you a gift. So you have to say thank you. You have to go to Satoiv, but you have to understand that the chesed that this man has and the decision that he wanted to bestow good on you ultimately was called by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean you tell this guy, listen, who needs you? You know, you don't count. You gave me a present. Tazov, it had nothing to do with you. It's all a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to think that also. But then you have to have a Kodesh Satoiv team that he came. He did the effort. The Kodesh Baruch Hu chose him to be the guy that bought it for you. This is a very hard one. This is where the other ones are, okay, we said you have to learn, you have to know more. This is where we struggle. This is where our real nisoyin is seeing everything that happens to us, good and the not good, ultimately have to track back to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, not ignore the fact that there were people here, you know, a lot of people, there are millions and millions of people involved in your life every day, giving you what you need. And you open the tap and water comes out, you must know millions of people involved in that process. The most likely source is the tap. I have a tap, it's a mechubah to the water mains. That's where the water comes from. The water comes from the tap. The milk comes from the makolet. But the makolet's the least most important thing in the chain of events that got milk into your coffee. You know what had to happen before that milk could come to you? Millions of people involved in getting that milk to you. And that's been planned from Sheshis and Mebreshis. So what's the real cause of the milk? So Kodesh Baruch Hu. Are there all these chains in the link? Yeah, you have to relate to those as well, but never forget where it came from. You have to always go back to the source. That's Do Enosh, the Rambam brings down. People used to worship Hashem. And then they stopped one step short. They started worshiping the sun and the moon, and then eventually they forgot about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You always have to get back to the source. So it gives us a marshal here. Kamo HaMelech. Yeshuroitz Elano is Echad Mi'avodov. He wants to punish one of his servants. You have a king and he wants to punish one of his servants. Metzava Mishneyu Lasis. Umashane Metzava Asa. Vasa Metzava Asheita. The king doesn't go out and take a stick and beat the guy he wants to punish. The king tells the minister of internal security, he wants this guy punished. You know, the minister of Mishpatim, whatever. The minister of Mishpatim goes and he tells the governor of the neighborhood. The governor calls in the secretary of state. The secretary of state calls in the head of police. The head of police calls in a policeman. Then the policeman takes a stick, then he takes the noikshim a kaimim a maisim bekeilim muchonim lo. Then the enforcers, the cops, the security guards, they punish him with the tools that were prepared for this purpose. Whatever, they hit him, they beat him, whatever, that's what they do. That's their job. Look how many people were involved in the chain of command here. Vashecholtim u'utim ikulam, la'akel mitzara la'isif alov. Who's the most unimportant person in the story? Yeah? The guy who's actually giving the punishment. He's got no say how much to give, when to stop. He just does what he's told. If you go through this chain all the way back, you'll see the most important person here was the king. He's a million miles away from the event. You have to track back to the source. Why is this guy getting punished? Because the policeman's hitting him. Look, I shoot to the policeman or to the vice or to the police or the minister of this or the minister of that or the governor or whatever the law. They're just acting out a command from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you have a look, you'll see that the stick that he's being hit with is the closest thing to causing him the pain. And that's obvious to everybody that that's the most unimportant guy in the picture. So the stick is the closest thing to the direct cause of the pain. They're the most unimportant thing. The policemen, whatever that do it, they hold the sticks, they're further removed. They can hit a bit harder, they can hit a bit less. V'chein asadriot, yoisim enoikshim, the administrator is further removed, v'ashoite, yoisim en asadronim, etc., etc., v'asai, yoisim en ashoite, v'amishne, yoisim en asar, the second in command of the king is more important than the minister. Because the king is the only one here that can forgive him. Once a kid's given the command, this God's going to get punished, that punishment will get taken out. It'll go through a whole chain of command, but there's no one that can stop it. Each person along the way can fiddle a little bit with it. But only the king that can be meichelim can grant an amnesty. And he's the furthest thing away from the punishment. He's the most indirect, he's way far away from all of this. Ubakach nira lecho, from this, the Chovei Sadeh Avos said, should be clear to you, ki chalishas ha'ilus v'chazokasam lahoyel lemoylel, whether the specific causes have little or much power to help the person at the end of the story, tenekafi kirvosam v'rechokam imenu, depends on the closeness and distance from him. The closer a cause is to the person, the less power it actually has. The further away it is, the more power it has. That's how Hashem runs the world. So this is where we struggle with betochen, because we tend to trust the thing that's closest to us. You'll see we do it all the time. Person needs a loan from the bank. So who's he thinking about the whole day? He's thinking about the bank manager. Or he needs to sell his product to a certain buyer from a big company. He's got to get to this buyer. So the buyer is the guy that he's dealing with. That's very hard to detach yourself from that. He's the guy that's going to make the decision where you get the deal or not. He's the least most important in the chain of events here. He's got a boss. He's got an accountant. There's a whole department that's got to get approved until he gets back to the CEO. The CEO has to get permission from the board of directors. And back until ultimately, if this deal goes through, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the last thing he's thinking about now. When he's busy trying to get this deal, when he's trying to get this guy to sign on the deal or whatever, he's not thinking about what the CEO. The CEO's fine. He doesn't even live in the same town as him. He'll never meet the guy. But the CEO is much more important than... That's how it works. Thus, he says, therefore, it's sensible, makes sense, that a person trusts in Hashem and relies on him, because he's the one that has control over everything, all the benefit, all the harm, whatever's going to happen, as we explained above, it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how far he might seem to be from the events. Ultimately, he's the one that's running things through this chain of events. We call them spheres, call them whatever you want, call them the shtalshelus, nefesh ha'chaim, all riches, how the system's put together. A tefillah works, that's the whole system. So that's the things that attract and prevent a person from having proper betochen. He sees the close things as being the cause, and the furthest things he sees as being like irrelevant, like the child in the milk. Posh it, Mosh. Okay. There's some very interesting stuff coming up now. Difficult philosophical stuff or whatever. He's going to be, we've been focusing on the obstacles that prevent the person from having tochen, kibbutz betochen. He's now going to discuss that as one's recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of his qualities, of his control, as you get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, so he'll grow more and more and more in his betochen. And he's going to discuss here that there's different levels of betochen, there's different daigas. We mentioned many times the Meshes Chochma. There's all different types of betochen. Betochen is not a clear-cut thing that this is betochen, and now that's what you have to do all day, every day. Betochen changes, the shittas in betochen change depending on the person, the circumstances, the matzovim, and we'll see the different levels of betochen, and we'll see how that plays itself out. But that's a very important, what we learned tonight is ma'od mod chashuv. That's the Rav Chanan on Plem, the door kapnei kelev, because the kelev sees a stick. He doesn't realize there's a hand holding the stick. It's the same idea. Go to the furthest cause of this, of the thing that's happening to you. That's the real cause. The thing that's close to you is almost irrelevant. It's almost irrelevant. the guy that gives you the present is like the most unimportant person in the whole story. And it's not always like that. That's what makes it difficult, because there's certain things that you have to relate to as first cause as well. Marriage, it's different. We'll see. That's one of the hardest things of Chavis, we saw, I think it was in Shadalad or Shagimel, and that he almost osses you having a Karas HaTov to anybody other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a problem, because the whole Chavis HaLavavos is based on having a Karas HaTov for everything that you get. I mean, somebody helps you, somebody does your big toiver, it's almost like also to have a Karas HaTov to the person, because nothing to do with them, it's all from Hashem. So we said many times, Avada, you can't let your Karas HaTov to this person interfere in your recognition of where it really came from. But then you have to have a Karas HaTov because he made the effort, because he tried, he did whatever, for these good intentions. We spoke about that. But I can't emphasize how important this is. This nakuda of the closest you are to the thing, that's the less important. The further away you go, that's the most important thing. You have to track it down to the first cause, because that's where you find reality. And it's very hard. The world doesn't function like that. Okay. When your boss chews you out, you get upset with your boss. Who else are you going to get upset with? There's nothing to do with him. You might have to deal with him. You might have to go speak to him and find out why he's upset with you. Maybe there's a misunderstanding. You have to deal with him. That's what makes it so hard. And if that had nothing to do with him, this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like Rabbi Yitzchak Rosinsky Zatzal said, there were no Nazis. He was in the Holocaust. He didn't see any Nazis. This is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He didn't see them. He's a Nazi. There were no Nazis there. That's understanding what we're talking about here. That's someone who lived with it real. Okay, we're not there yet. So in the meantime, we have to work on this intellectually until it sinks in. Okay.
Okay, Rabbi, we appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Oh,
Hashem. Thank you. This is a tough one. As exactly like you said.
No, I told you, but it's ma'od chashuv. It comes right at the end, because he assumes you've mastered everything up to now. Now you couldn't step up to the plate and deal with something that's like actually quite challenging. If it wasn't challenging up to now, I mean, yeah. You want to be an apprentice, Baal B'tochen? This is what you have to listen to.
powerful, and you need to go over and over it again and again.
You have to practice it. This is one that needs practice. The intellectual appreciation you can chap very quickly, because the logic is very compelling. But you have to deal with it. When your boss chews you out, you have to stop yourself and say, okay, let's just put this into perspective. Stop, think. And then you can kick your boss. But before you do that, before you get upset with him, before he bums you out, you have to stop and think and remember, one second, where's this guy in the chain of command? Maybe use things that are not so emotional, like you go to the Makolet and there's no milk. Yeah. So you get upset with the Baal Makolet, you get upset with Tnuva. No. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want me to have milk. Lots of places where you can practice this. You're driving on the road and then you get stuck behind a concrete mixer and you can't overtake for 30 kilometers. So you start coughing and chewing there and trying to overtake. And you, right, one second, the concrete, the truck that's in front of you is the least most important part of the story. But there are lots of places to practice this one. Don't wait for the big, catastrophic, you get fired, God forbid, or whatever, and you start hating your boss, or the kablan runs away with your money, whatever. Those are hard places to work on. So I find the little things first. Okay.
Yeah.
Take good care. Till next week, Bezrat Hashem.
Peace, God. Take care. Good night.